Parashas Mitzorah. As we know, the Gemara darshins Mitzorah Motzi Shemla, an acronym. We can also say that besides to teach us that that's one of the seven Averas that the Gemara mentions that Mitzoras comes for, and the Medrash mentions 10 Averas. This is, as we noticed, the first time the Lashon Metzora is mentioned. And we can also take it as Motzi Ra, taking out the evil, the bad, in a positive way. Because, as we know, this is where we speak about his purification process. The Tzaraas is not anymore. Now begins the Kabanos, etc., which he has to bring. So this is at the time where he is called the Motzi Ra. He has taken out, he's taking out the evil that caused the Tzaraas. Also, Josh Hashiva Shlita and Kol Dodi and also Paparosa Chachma shows that the Mitzvah is also Begematria 400, symbolizing the Shibud Mitzrayim, the Birsh Bein Absorim, for 400 years, but through the Rachmanis of Hashem it was made into 210 years of the actual being in Mitzrayim. And therefore, it symbolizes that just like Mitzrayim, the Shibud of that slavery was caused by Averis. As we see, for instance, Rav Shevet Levi was Potter Mishibud. They were in Golus also, but because of their tzidkis, the keeping of their faith, they were exempt from the Avoda. And therefore, as we all understand, any of the problems are because of Averis. And that's what it's symbolizing here also. Because the greatest Shibud, the worst Shibud, is the enslavement of the Yetzer Hara. In fact, Pesach being around the corner, there's a beautiful explanation. I'm adding a little bit from my own, that Rabbi Elias, the head of Broye Seminary in Washington Heights, said about part of the Agada of Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Kol mi shlo amar shlosha dvarim halado, Pesach, Matzah, Moro, Ein Yotze Yidei Chvosa. He has not fulfilled his obligation of the Seder night. And it's asked, why does Rabbi Gamliel picked after these three items, these three mitzvahs? And we should also mention, Agav, a halacha about this, it is brought down, that many times on the Sheikh Ayo, they're busy still preparing for the Seder, and if they have to pick a certain time which they are available, it should be here. Better to have the Kiddush, the Manishtana, and they begin Avodah Mayinu, from Avodah Mayinu, if they can, that's the time they should go out and then come back for at least the Rabbi Gamliel part. Getting back to our point of Rabbi Gamliel's memra, Rabbi Elias explains beautifully that why is Rabbi Gamliel so important and you're not fulfilling your obligation otherwise, because he's telling us life's goal in a nutshell. Pesach symbolizes freedom, gula. Maror, on the other hand, just the opposite, bitterness. And matzah is the connecting link. Why? Because maror, the bitterness of life, comes from, as we said, averus, when we listen to the Yetzer Hara. And galus, but the gula, redemption, comes from listening to the Yetzer Tov, the greatest life, the greatest happiness. Matzah is the connecting link, because what makes the person have the mara is when he gives in to the Yetzer Hara. Chametz, Sa'or, as the Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Sa'or Shebi Isa describes Yetzer Hara as Chametz, the leaven, symbolizing haughtiness, because actually when you're not listening to Hashem, there's whatever degree of haughtiness guided to it, as we can understand. And Gaiva being the Aviyah Vaisatuma, as far as Midas, everything, so to speak, stems from that. And that's when we fall in by letting the Yetzer Hara win. Whereas the Yetzer Tov is symbolized by matzah, leaven, unleavened bread. When you, the humility to subjugate one's will to the HaKadosh Baruch, that's the Avi Avoy Satara, the greatest of all midas, which everything else stems from in the positive way. And that's what he's teaching us. That this, in a nutshell, is life, what we have to deal with. And in Yetzer Hashem, we should always choose the good, the Yetzer Tov, the Ganzer Welt, in order to reap the greatest benefits and toiv la'olam v'ad. In Pasuk Beis, you see an interesting lashon. It says, v'huva el ha-kohen, and he is brought to the kohen, which actually we see in last week's parasha also, when it says, v'huva el aron ha-kohen. So the question we can ask, of course, is, why is it mentioned and he is brought to the Kohen instead of Uvo la Kohen, as is in fact mentioned by the Nega, by Abayas, in Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Hey, in this week's parasha. So Rosh Hashiva Shlita Koldodi explains beautifully that we can understand when a person has a Taras, Tzvara Naveda, in general, a person is in denial. Me? Doing an Aveda? He will deny, oh, it's nothing. Cover it with a band-aid, so to speak, whatever. Rare is the person, as David HaMelech, when he was confronted about his Aveda, immediately the tshuva and admitted it. But in general, people are in denial. And therefore, what is telling us here is that he has to be brought to the Kohen. He has to be shown, whoever has the capability, that this is no joke, so to speak, and it is really him. But of course, then we can ask, if so, here in our parsha this week of Mitzora, it's also saying v'huva, but he's tar. He did the proper tshuva. Hashem has taken away the tzaras that made him tummy. Why is the lashon again used for v'huva? And the Rosh Hashiva explains, because we have the other tzar also, and in a positive way. That here, since he did take the lesson to heart, he is in denial the other way, in a positive light. I didn't get enough. If he sees whatever he's seeing, can't be that he's taught. For after what he did, I should stay here more. That's what I need. And therefore, in a positive way, that's why he has to be brought. And sometimes we understand you can go too far, being machmir, as some people, if they do a tshuva, they have to be explained that going too much at one time isn't proper either. It could chas v'shalom ruin them also. And therefore, that's the case we are talking about here, but it could also be in a positive way, that he's giving him lesson positive, it's not to his detriment, which it can be, like we're saying, but it can also be in a positive way. And therefore he has to be brought, because he's in a positive way being machmir on himself. And then, of course, we have to ask, why by the bias is he coming on his own? Uva ashalo abayis, not v'uva. And again, the Rosh Hashiv explains, because when it's on the house, it shows a family problem. Not just he himself is involved. And even one who's doing an aveiris, as we see many times, when it comes to family, they want better for them. Even if they see that they're giving into the Yetzer Hara and they're not doing the right thing, but their children or whatever, they don't want that. They want them to be tzaddikim, Baruch Hashem for that. And therefore, when he sees this, he's not in denial, because of the love and the positive way of his family, that takes over, and he comes on his own. Anias Daiti, we can also say, because we find different people, that Rahman al-Islam, that it's not so, because of the level of, for instance, vicious that a person sank to. And therefore, at times we can say another way, which is not so positive. When he sees it, he says, again, not him, not such a tzaddik, chas v'shalom, impossible. Havad is one of the other members. You know, like the Mishnah says, kol ha'mumin adam ro'ay echutz mi nigi atzmai. In general, a person doesn't see their own faults, and therefore, he's got no problems. It's not him. So Fayenim, that's very simple, very easy for him to go on his own without being forced to. And therefore it says Uva on his own. Then the Pasuk Dalid, and further speaks about the Kabanos and other things he brings for his Tara, his purification. And the lessons to be learned, and he should keep it, and it should stay with him, so he shouldn't fall anymore into the aveiros of before. And as we know, the English expression, see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. And that's some of the lessons here also, the symbolism of the speaking, the fact that he has to bring the birds, the kabanos, because as Rashi brings down from Chazal in Pasuk Dalet, birds are noted for their chirping, chattering, and that's what leads, as we know, Ma'ar B'dvarim, Ma'ar B'chet, the Mishnah novices. And the see no evil symbolized by sending out the live bird on the field to remember as a field in general, no one around, to try to avoid, don't stick your nose or anything, or your eyes, as we're speaking about here, into other people's business. If you're in the city, make believe as if you're in the Sadeh, as much as possible, to avoid any kind of problem. And to hear no evil would be symbolized by, further on, the blood and the oil which is placed upon the ear of the person becoming tar now. And, of course, all these bring about the doing, whether it's positive or negative. The action itself, the ma'isa, which is basically, as we can understand, symbolized by hand and feet, the implements of action. And therefore, that's why the blood and the oil is placed upon the thumb of the hand. The thumb, as we can understand, is the one that grips more. Without the thumb, it can fall off. It's an ikar of the hand. And also on the big toe of the foot, in general, gives it the most balance. Without the toe, it's a nikkur. As Rosh Hashiva points out, when a person enters place, that's the first thing that comes, a big toe enters before the rest of the body. That symbolizes the action. Ve'etzeres, shnitalas, ve'ezov, the cedar wood, thread, red thread, and the hyssop plant. As Rashi explains from Chazal, Erez symbolizing the haughtiness which he has to overcome, and that he should be humble, like Talas, the Lashon for a worm, and the hyssop, low plant. And as we said before, we explained, those are two extremes when it comes to the Yetzirah and Yetzirah Tov, of the greatest of Midas and the worst of Midas, which other things stem from, positive or negative. And we can say that the reason there are two symbols for the humility, Anava, is because, as we know from the Gemara and Saita, there has to be Shmeinish Abishminis, 1/64th of Gaiva 2, in a positive way. There are times when a Ben Torah has to be assertive to do the will of Hashem. He can't say that he's a nobody, what is he to say anything, or to teach Torah even, whatever it is, and therefore he has to, in certain situations, be assertive in order to do the will of Hashem. And that's the symbol of the Ezov. Talas is the most low, the worm. Ezov, somewhat higher, to teach that there are times one has, person has to know not to be a mountain, an Erez. No. But to have that mashu, so to speak, when it's needed. And know exactly when. And the symbolism of the shechting of the tzipor, to shecht, the chattering, the talk that leads to bad, and also the blood being put into the mayim chayim, symbolizing the shvichas damim that can be caused by Rachman Litzlan, the Lashon Hara that a person speaks. whether even if it's not chas v'shalom an actual killing, as we would think, but sometimes even worse killings, the shame brought upon the object of his lashon hara, terrible public shame, chas v'shalom that can come, the ruining of one's reputation, of the shalom bias, of the shalom outside the bias of the object of his lashon hara. As we all know, it could be a living death. And therefore, all these things, and even the Tzipor Chaya, which is sent away in order to show that he still has to live in the world, that's what Hashem wants. Doesn't mean he has to be a hermit, a recluse, which, going back again what we said before, might be some of the thinking why Vehuva, as we said, for the Mitzayra in this parsha. But of course Hashem doesn't want that. He wants you to live in the world, but to do it with the will of Hashem, the proper way. And it can be done. And therefore, that's the symbol of the sending away to the open field of the live bird. And it's also dipped into the blood with everything else in order to show, to keep that lesson. Always remember the Shvichas Damim that can come out of Rachman al-Islam, Lashon Hara, to keep that lesson throughout his life so he never falls again into that pitfall that causes Mitzayra and Chas v'Shalom other worse problems. Also, the fact that the blood is put into the Mayim Chayim is symbolizing that that's the refuah. As the Gemara says on Pasuk in Yeshayah, that the Torah is compared to water. Water, which is the essence of life. Without that, one cannot have any existence on the planet the way Hashem made it. And therefore, Torah, without that, there cannot be any life, even more so than water, because that's the Ikar. If you have that, you'll have everything else. And that's the refuah for all the dam that can be brought about, all the bad things from the Avedis. And we can also say, v'chayra, that it shows that even Chas v'Shalom, the Torah, can be bloodied by the Avedis. As the Gemara points out, that the Torah itself, for the tzaddik, the one who's listening to Hashem, is a samachayim, the elixir of life. But it also can be for the Rasha, Rachman l'Tzlan, Sam Hamavis, the poison of death. As the Pasuk also says, because Tzadikim Yelchuvam, Poishim Koshvuvam, with the same Torah, the Rishayim Kachas Shalom, the Torah is perfect. It's the people that Rachman l'Tzlan could distort it, the Rishayim, and it becomes a death sentence, Rachman l'Tzlan, or the Tzadikim that don't distort it, that keep it the right way, and they live for all eternity with the greatest happiness. And as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, there are two ingredients in order to do tshuva, a dichotomy, and that's sur meira, go away, keep away from evil, Ba'asei Tov, and to do positive good. You can't stagnate and just avoid evil. Just doing that, B'shev Al Ta'aseh, you'll wind up in evil. You have to make that conscious effort also to keep on doing good, to reach the highest madrigas that Hashem wants you to. And therefore, that is the blood and the shemen that is placed upon the parts of the body of the one who's becoming tar now. The blood symbolizing keep away from that evil, symbolizing blood, as we explained before also. We are Shemen, Shemen Atoiv, Shemen Zayis, like the Pasuk says in Koheles, Toiv Shem Shemen Toiv. Shemen in symbolizing the good, Yasei Toiv. As the Mishnah says, there are three kusarim, kese kuhuna, kese malchus, kese toira, the kese shem toiv, hila gabeim, to do the right thing, being the tzaddik. And all these have to do with shemen, because the shemen, of course, the kohen is anointed, kuhuna, and the melech, and toira, because, so to speak, the highest form of a Talmid Chacham is when he reaches the state of Nevuah, and the Navi gets anointed with Shemen. That's the symbolism here. And once he accomplishes all this, and Pasuk Yud says, when it says the rest of the Shemen is poured on top of the head, the crown, the crowning glory. When he is zoicha to the greatest crown of all, as we mentioned from the Mishnah Novos, the Kesh Shem Taiv, being the tzaddik par excellence, to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all that he wants us to do. And therefore, Keser is also crown, the Gematria 620, as the Tiferes Yisrael at the end of Uksin, by the union of the 310 Olamos for each tzaddik and Olam Haba. Look there where it explains that 620. And as far as the Tariag mitzvahs of the Torah, 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, and 7 mitzvahs that are purely the Rabbanan, originating, like for instance Megillah, for instance Hanukkah, which is a total of also 620, that he fulfills all these 620 mitzvahs to the utmost, his crowning glory. And therefore, as Rosh Hashanah says in the parasha also, that we mentioned the Shtei Tziporim Chayos Tahoros, the Tahoros that he's bringing now, that he's done his proper tshuva, is also the Gematria 620, the Keser, that he rightfully deserves, since he's fulfilled everything Hashem wants him to. And Mitzvah Hashem, that's like we should all be zeicha to. The Geula, Pesach around the corner, we should be zeicha to the Emes Geula and the biggest Geula of the Sahara, that we should all do the greatest simcha and understanding, all that Hashem wants of us, kol olam kula, tamid mi'atav yad olam. By Revi, we are mentions again about what we mentioned, the Nigei Batim. Rashi brings down from Chazal there that at times a reason for having the nega is in order that it should come to the breaking of the house and they should find the treasures that the goyim hid there. So one can ask, of course, he's getting a nega in the house, a siman of an averus, and yet Hashem is making him a millionaire. What is the person to make of this? So Rosh Hashiva, Zatzal, the Meishin, the Rosh Meish explains, because the person should learn the lesson that this is coming to teach, that you of course know that Hashem could give him that treasure without a nega, without any problems. It could come smooth and easy. So of course, Baruch Hashem, he was zeicha, hopefully, for this treasure. But at the same time, he was needing this lesson of the nega. So in order to Mietz Hashem learn the proper lesson, he has to do the tshuva for that. So he used, and use it, of course, the treasure in the proper way, the way Hashem wants him to. And that's the point of this nega. At the same time, he has to understand and realize that even though Hashem is showing him favor, Mitzvah Hashem, with his treasure, but he's also telling him wake up and correct what has to be corrected. So you should have the bracha b'shlemus. Yetzer Hashem, we should all do the zeicha to the greatest brachas completely. Tamid me'atah b'yadah.